I forget to start that clip with a lowered volume every fucking week, Adam. Every fucking week. He had to show up to those ladies smelling bad.
Yeah, because he had been out sweating and walking. And we know Fatty likes to smell bad, too. I
those
mean,
balls?
Auntie Scott likes to smell bad.
Do you imagine how sweaty those balls got? And like, and you know, his balls are like in his ankles already. So it's like, those ladies would be sitting there, oh, yes, it's very lovely of you to come here, Auntie Scott. And is that a musky smell?
Probably all of his friends like bad smells. Because, you know,
did someone wash a dog?
He's the one that said you shouldn't wear cologne to go to the bar, and you need to have BO before you go in there, and like all this kind of stuff. And it's like, why? I don't like stinky smells. Oh, no, that's a good musky whatever. And so, you know.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Fatty, we know Auntie Scott likes to smell bad.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4277 of BFO for Wednesday, the 26th of June, 2024. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and I've got some voice letters to share. Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
And a lovely, just lovely good morning to you. Drona's Big Fatty, that's you. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you're Drona's today because y'all, you know, the Nip's having that colonoscopy today. Y'all, they're going to just knock him out and then open up his butthole and send a drone up in there. Ah, yes, Big Fatty, it'll be on the news at 5, 4, 5, and 6. It's true. But y'all, wishing us a good morning, Big Fatty, today. Y'all, that was my Northeast Straight Jelly! And then it was Captain D from Tennessee and Alan in the Yuck. And finally, y'all, that was the Haunt Cub. And Bestie Bill, Big Fatty, do they drone on? No, I don't think so. Well, what about their buttholes? Do they like to have them open? Well, yeah, I'm sure there's some that, yes, some do. It's true. Let's see. Y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, it was a quiet day here at the villa. Y'all, I did all of my nipple walking indoors on Monday, and Tuesday. And y'all, I was... what did I have for my supper? Oh, y'all, I had some of those barbecue spare ribs that I cooked a few days ago, and I had that, and and the cone on the cob from last Friday night, and y'all, it was delicious, just delicious, and y'all, I watched the Well, I was I was watching the news, and the NEP stopped by, and we chatted for a little bit, and we reviewed the procedures. Y'all, he's got to be at the butthole doctor at 7:30 a.m. in the morning. The procedure is at 8:30. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. They want to get in there and make sure he's blown his brains out. No, not blown his brains out. He's blowing it out with Big Fatty. Let's just say he's squeaky clean. Good old squeaky nip. The squeaky clean nip. Yes, Big Fatty, at least that's what they're hoping. And he'll get that Michael Jackson sleeping pill. And, y'all, then I'll have to bring him back to the House of Nep. He will not be coming to the villa because, you know, y'all, after you've had a colonoscopy, and y'all, if you haven't, you need to do that if you've reached a certain age. I believe that now they're calling on them at 45. So most of y'all listening to this have reached that age. Big, very most have long past that age. Well, that's probably true too. y'all, it does give you just a lovely clean feeling, and you know, it's kind of like the bougie butthole cleanse, you know, like with the coffrey enemas and things like that, you know, and the butthole bleaching. Betty, do we have to continue hearing about buttholes? No, we don't have to. But anyway, after the NEP left, y'all, I turned on the sports ball game and I watched it for a little while. And, yeah, I crawled into the bed. I don't know. It was probably about 9:30 p.m. and it may have been 9:45. And y'all, I lay there and y'all, one thing with it being so hot in Charleston, y'all, the low temperatures aren't getting low. Y'all, when I woke up Tuesday morning, the temperature was already 82 degrees. That was the overnight low. By the time I was watching Miss Gail King, it had gone to 85. And y'all, that's the real temperature. That's not the feels like. Y'all, I opened the door to go get the newspaper. Y'all, it just hit you in the face. Hit you in the face, I tell you. And anyway, got up, did my puzzles, read the newspaper. Y'all, I had another one of my bagels. I had the poppy seed bagel today with the real Kerrygold butter. And y'all, then I did some nipple walking while Miss Gail King was doing her thing. And y'all, then I hopped in Ruby Red and I was off to the Sam's Club. Y'all, I wanted to get a few things. I needed to get some eggs. So I got eggs and I got some Gouda cheese. And I got, what else did I get? Oh, y'all, I got some more baby back spare ribs. And, because, you know, coming up on the, this time next week, it'll almost be the 4th of July. Yes, Big Fatty. And, and what else did I get? Oh, I got some more of those little mini Coca-Colas. See, I got another bag of that Mexican solid. Y'all got another jug of the orange juice. Got some strawberries. And, y'all, it was good to get out there. The store was not crowded. And so I got back home, put my provisions away. And, y'all, I had a little cheese and some salami while I watched The Price is Right. Then I got up and did some more nipple walking. And, I have just been watching, y'all, there's the Great American Recipe, I think, is on the Premiere watched another episode of that. And anyway, y'all, it's just been a quiet to I say Tuesday, but y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Witty!
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Reenactment number 4831.
It's Bacon Masterpiece Theater time. It's Bacon Masterpiece Theater time. Come on, Glovies, and listen in and get some culture in your lives and be awed by the drama as well. It's Bacon Masterpiece Theater time. Pay attention.
What should we have for supper?
I want mac and cheese.
I don't have any macaroni and cheese. You ate all the extra cheese, and I don't have milk.
I didn't realize I'd be craving it. What can you make?
I can go shopping.
Okay.
So I'll buy some macaroni and cheese and some cheese and some milk. And
when you get pickles and hot dogs, and I'll just send you a list.
Okay, do you want to send me money, too?
Yeah, you can just take 50 from my savings.
Well, if you're giving me a list, I think 75.
I'll just make the list and then you can decide.
Okay, but from what savings? Your allowance in your account or?
No, like my savings.
Wasn't that like robbing a bank to pay your bills?
Well, if I was going to get groceries, I'd go to the bank and take out a loan. It's like I'm not spending any of my actual money.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon. You know, she's got a brand new award-winning podcast, Epitome. And y'all, that was her and the other award-nominated actress, Bacon Bits. But y'all, before all of that recreation, y'all, we had, that was the Haunt Cub with a totally original, never heard before bumper. And Haunt Cub, thank you so much for that. And by the way, Miss Bacon, perhaps on your next episode of your award-winning little show, you can tell us what you bought and how much it cost. And if PETA actually did pay Paul. Big Fatty, who are PETA and Paul?
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Gary in Portland. Thank you for the tribute for me for my birthday. Of course, you imitated my singing happy birthday. Talked about Baptist beer and all the other kinds of stuff that we've done. It's a pride variation. I've enjoyed every one of them, like you said. So I appreciate that. But the biggest thing that you did for me was you talked about the summer solstice last night, being on June the 20th. And, I had an aunt that was, that her birthday was on the 21st, and that was usually when the summer solstice was. So, one of my cousins said something about that, and I go, well, I don't think I've ever known that the summer solstice has been on my birthday on June the 20th. And then so you cleared that up last night. I'm old, but I'm not that old. So I wasn't around when George Washington was, the last time it was when George Washington was president or 1796. So, anyway, I appreciate you getting to know that and because I didn't think I had the summer solstice on my birthday. So anyway, thank you, and thank you for all that you do. I enjoy your show, and I like all your worms and all that other stuff that you do. I can't do it. I don't have that anyway. But anyway, y'all have a good night, and thank you for calling, and I'll talk to you later.
Dear Gussie, y'all, by the way, I just realized Miss Bacon did not say Woodhaven at the end of the theatrical performance. But y'all, that was, of course, Gary Bearden from up there at Rainbow Pines. Gary, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And I did not realize that the solstice jumped around like that either, but it does. And congratulations on sharing a special day with George Burthington and on his wash day. And Gary, as I was listening to that, I had a little trouble understanding, and y'all, I'm just going to play this again, and y'all, see if you can figure out what Gary is saying here. Here we go.
I like all your worms and all that other stuff that you do. I can't do it. I like all your worms and all that other stuff that you do. I can't do it.
Now, y'all, I've listened to it 5 or 6 times, and I can't get it. I heard him say, I like all your something, but I can't do it. But I don't know what it is that he likes and he can't do. Be ready, at his age, there's probably a few things he likes that he can't do. Well, anyway, that's why we have Poon. Gary, thank you so much for the call. And I tell you, I think Gary sits, has some sort of some sort of alarm that goes off every time Big Fatty posts something on the Twix. I get a little hot from Gary. Y'all, I posted something about 6:30 a.m. in the morning on Tuesday, and got a little hot immediately. Y'all, that's 4:30 a.m. in the morning. Gary, you Big Fatty, maybe he just couldn't sleep. Maybe he was trying to do that thing that he likes and he can't do. Well, could be.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Baron Frosty calling with a question. Cue the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
Big Fatty, Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from the one and only Mr. Cackle. You know, he put out a new little show. It was just music. Yes, Big Fatty, what you got for us, Mr. Cackle?
I was wondering, as I was listening to your ranting this morning about the rain, do you have a treadmill in your house? How do you walk when it's inclement weather outside? Or do you just skip the walk for that day? I'm curious. Let us know. Thanks, bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that of course is Mr. Cackle. And Mr. Cackle, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And this is an excellent question. No, Big Fatty does not have a treadmill. I just walk around in circles. Well, actually, it's more like figure eights here in the villa. And it's just perfect. I mean, it's monotonous. Big Fatty, so is riding on a treadmill. Riding, or how about walking or running on a treadmill? Yeah, that's monotonous too. But loved it. And just out of curiosity, Mr. Cackle, did you recode that question from your turlet? There you go, talking about buttholes again. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, gonna be a busy day, and we'll make sure the patient gets all of his intestines back in and be ready, Volga. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids over there at The Mix, and Crooked Hat, what little secret do you want to tell us?
Fatty, we know Auntie Scott likes to smell bad.
You know, Big Fatty, he has those deer urine sprinklers to cover up his incontinence.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.